happens in the summertime when you drive a pickup truck, right? And you're always looking for the girl you want to get the side of and look for the dress pulled up, right?
You're one of those maggots that drives by and toots at women and stuff.
We don't toot. We just look for them.
No, you yell out the window. You know, guys, I'll be walking down the street with my... I'm walking with her, arm in arm, and people are tooting and honking at her. I mean, you know, some people have no respect.
What else do you do when you're driving a truck?
Well, I mean, you drive like a normal person, and you may comment to yourself, my, that is a lovely woman. What a lucky man to be in her company. Instead, you lean out the window, and you go, woo! Or you toot your horn or something. I mean, my God, that is so bourgeois. Do you think the woman would ever... That only turns women off. That only turns women off when you do that. But I guess you know you'll never get them in the first place, so you toot and blow the horn in some kind of vein that salutes, even though you know you'll never get near that thing. And then you go home to your big, beefy... spaghetti-o-eating wife. Yeah, you just look at mine as you drive by and you say, woo, and you toot, or you'll yell things as you go at high speed, because that's the way you're going to have to face your life. At high speed, you pass women like that. You never look eye to eye. I mean, if she said, you, come on over here, you'd wet your pants. I mean, if a woman that you toot at or leer at or make weird remarks at, if she ever said, oh, yes, come over here, I'd like to talk to you, you'd run. You'd run with your soiled britches, because the very act of salutation is not an act of beckoning and come hither, but it's like a desperate cry, knowing full well that her loveliness will be forever lost on you. So what can I do for you, anyway? Hello?
Hello? Operator, for crying out loud.
Let's go!